You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hello, Sam.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. So today we're talking about Once Upon a Time in Anatolia.
Ah.
Yes, it's a Turkish film. It's not part of the Once Upon a Time in China series, which fans of the martial arts genre will be well familiar with. Those were absolutely brilliant if you're a martial arts fan. Neither is it part of the Once Upon a Time in Mexico franchise.
Lots of Once Upon a Time films.
Actually, there's only one, and it was the end of the Rodriguez's kind of Desperado.
Desperado. What's
El
the...
El Mariachi.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he had the last one. It had Johnny Depp. That was probably the lamest of the lot, actually, that Once Upon a Time in Mexico. No, this is Once Upon a Time in Anatolia, and it's a Turkish film by arguably Turkey's leading film man. He's like the big man on film in Turkey.
Cool.
I'm not even going to attempt to say his name. I'll give it a crack. It's Miri Bilge Ceylan.
Miri Bilge Ceylan?
Yeah, and he's very typical of what we consider to be an auteur filmmaker. So the idea of the filmmaker as author. He not only does he direct the film, but he's also quite involved in the rest of the filmmaking process. So he is also he also helped with a screenplay, and he inserts himself into the editing process. And I think possibly he shows up in the film as well.
Wow. So he's got his hands all over it.
He's got his hands all over it, and you can see that he has a very clear vision of what he wants to achieve with the film. Ostensibly, the film is a murder investigation / road trip film.
Oh, cool.
But when you pop these kind of things into a sentence, what first comes up is murder investigation. You start thinking of all of the kind of Scandi crime thrillers that we've been exposed to for the last few years. It's nothing like that. Or when you say road trip, you kind of think, you know, National Lampoon's Family Vacation, but it's nothing like that either. It's a very slow-moving film. I was thinking about this last night, and I was thinking about a type of music which comes out of Mali. Now, I understand that Turkey is kind of on the border of the West and the East, and Mali's in North Africa, but the music that I was thinking about was something called meditative music, which comes out of Islam. And it's the type of... it's one of those things that I'm really sad we don't have it in our culture. It's the kind of music that you sit back, a whole genre that you sit back and listen to, and the purpose of the music is to invoke a meditative space. And not in a kind of like a hippie way. It needs to... It's been developed over a long period of time. And so it's quite slow-moving, quite retrospective, and it does encourage you to start thinking a little bit more about a thing. And that's what this film does. It's beautiful. It's very broad. It's like a meditative film on Anatolia, part of Turkey. It's a homage not only to the people of the country, but also the landscape itself. This is a stunning, beautiful film.
It sounds good. It sounds like, yeah, I said this last week, we were talking about documentary, but I feel like this time of year is the perfect time to watch these sort of, you know, slower films, just because you're a bit more relaxed and you're a bit more, I feel like I have like the mental bandwidth to just sit there and really go with a film like this.
Yeah, I think that, you know, if I were to watch this again in another 6 months, or if I was to watch this now fresh without watching it, this is the second time I've seen the film. I saw it at the film festival in 2011. If I was to watch this again, I think what I would really like to do is to be able to watch it around about 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's two and a bit hours, so that's a long haul. That'll take you through the three. But that kind of that dark time, that quiet time of the night, I think would be perfect if you're watching it at home.
Cool. So is it in English or are we subtitles here?
Subtitles there, but don't be afraid.
Never be afraid of the subtitle.
Don't be afraid. We have an excellent education system in New Zealand. You will be able to read and watch the film at the same time.
And you said, so it's a drama film. Is it a kind of drama with sort of moments of lightness, any comedy in there, or quite serious throughout?
I think the ideas of genre that we have come from a Hollywood paradigm, so it's probably better to think of it more along the lines of a Japanese film, if you're familiar with those films.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the films of Kurosawa. It's a very stunning film. Genres aren't important. It's a crime investigation film / road trip film. But as I said before, it doesn't fall into any of those kind of genre tropes that you kind of that you were aware of.
Okay, so you're not going to be expecting what you're going to get.
Well, you're not expecting guns. If you go in and you think crime, cool. Okay, well there's going to be some guns in there.
Yeah.
Although there are probably some, I can't remember any guns, but maybe there were some Turkish hunters in there who just happened to have guns because they happened to have guns. But no, don't go into it expecting anything except a beautiful homage to a stunning country.
Cool. And
the one thing I think that was missing was it could have done with more Turkish food.
Yeah. What do they eat in Turkey? I know very little about Turkey.
What was that?
What do they eat there? What are their foods?
You will be very familiar with Turkish food. You'll be familiar with things like, because a lot of the region's food, you know, North Africa, kind of Middle East, they share types of food. So,
yeah.
You know, like kebabs.
Oh, yeah, of course,
Israel
of course.
Israel has a kebab, Turkey has a kebab, Lebanon has a kebab.
So I'm having a brain blank.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the kind of spices that they use marks the difference between the differences in the cuisine. So, you know, hummus is a thing there. Baklava is a thing there.
Turkish delight?
Turkish delight will probably be a thing. Actually, yes, probably. That's kind of like saying Eskimo pies.
I know. It's
really
terrible.
Them in Alaska.
It's terrible. Do they have, who knows? Oh, my God. The final thing I wanted to ask you about, it's set in Anatolia.
Yes.
What's the landscape there like?
Vast, I think, is the best way to be able to try to describe it. The country is vast and old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been the centre for some kind of civilization. It's one of the oldest civilized places on the planet. And there are places where you can see this in the film, but it's very vast. It's kind of like, despite the, I know that all countries are old, simply by the fact that they are here and have been here for a long time. It's not like that somebody popped them down. But the human habitation in the area is very old. So you can see that in the film. It's very vast. A good way to think of it would be like a mixture of the Mackenzie country down on the South Island.
Yeah.
Like long, long plains, but a lot of hills. Sweeping and vast and stunning are three words to describe the landscape in the film.
Great. Okay. Well, sounds like a good one. If anyone out there is interested in watching this film, we do have a copy to give away. You can call me up on 309-3879 and I will give that away to the first person that gets in touch. Thank you, Sam.
No problems. Like I said, 1 o'clock in the morning or possibly 4:20 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Perfect time to watch the films.
Sounds good.
Lovely.
Thanks, Sam. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.